Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, lots of things going on in the area. Maybe you've already been to some county fairs, and of course, Cass County Fair starts today. Cleanup was yesterday, preparation, and lots of young people getting their exhibits finalized and a lot of help from volunteers to get everything going. And in addition to that, of course, Produce in the Park goes on every Thursday night. And so tonight there's another one, an opportunity to get some good tasting food at the moment when you arrive between 5 and 7, and the opportunity to take some yummy produce home. And I want to visit a little bit about grilling some of that. That's kind of my new passion, shall we say, is what are the opportunities for grilling beyond the usual kinds of things. Well, who will be at Produce in the Park for you to visit tonight? Atlantic News Telegraph will be there, and the Chamber of Commerce will be there. And then for those folks who are looking for produce, there's Bridgewater Farm. There is the Rolling Acres Farm and Complementary Care and Cass Incorporated. Number of places to choose from. And then there's always the yummy baked goods from Our Daily Bread. And there's a new vendor. Oh, I forgot. Lawrence and Kathy Havens from Wyota will be there with a couple of different kinds of produce and some of the Kathy's creations. And then the new kind of creations one is called Lacey's Creations. She's from Walnut, and we will see what she has to offer. I understand she's making items, especially picture frames, but some other items out of the old wooden pallets. So that should be fun to see, and you might find something you'd like. In terms of having your meal, well, their Hy-Vee will be there, Knights of Columbus will be there. So you can come, have a good time, visit with all the folks that come, and we'll also have some music from Jeremy Faga. We'll also have some kids, not major kids, but some activities for the kids to do. So all in all, you can bring your family and just have a good time at Produce in the Park. That starts at 5 o'clock, runs till 7. Come and see what's happening. Now, what about the grilling? You know, they're the usual kinds of things that we put on the grill, and that's sort of been expanding. You know, the steaks, the hamburgers, the chops, and some people, of course, are into the smoking, and we're doing chickens and loins and kind of unending there. And then I think the next item that a lot of people tried was corn on the cob. And there's a variety of ways to handle that. Usually it's recommended that you soak that corn on the cob first. Just leave all the husks on and soak those so that when you put them on the grill, it won't burn up. However, when I was visiting my brother out in San Diego, he has this little grill that fits on his boat, just kind of hangs on the edge of the boat. He didn't even bother to soak it. He just put the corn on the cob, put the lid down, and I think maybe it was at least 10 minutes or so. Well, the outside leaves did start to get a little charred, but hey, when we pulled those husks back and the silk came with it, and you know what? This is really unusual. I didn't even put any butter and salt on it. Just ate the sweet corn. And you really get that flavor of the sweet corn. So various people will have various ways to do that, but real possibility. But beyond that, almost any vegetable can be put on the grill. Now, for ease, it's probably easier if you have some kind of basket or something that doesn't let pieces fall through to the grill. But there are other things like zucchinis cut in half with the seeds out. You could just lay the whole thing on there. I just tried green beans. Decided I really wanted those maybe parboiled, just a little bit done. Depends on how crispy you want them, because of course you can eat them raw. But if you don't like them that crispy, you may want to cook them just a little bit before you put them on the grill to brown them and get a little oil on them and so on. And so they could be put on whole across the grill, or cut them up and put them in the pan with a lot of other vegetables. And I have to share with you the experience, the very first produce in the park, Jack Jensen, who is, I think, a master griller. I think he's won some grilling contests. Just put all kinds of vegetables into a disposable foil baking pan. And he had slices of corn, like kind of like coin size, and turnips and potatoes and cauliflower and broccoli and radishes, and you could put zucchini. Zucchini wasn't quite available then. Whatever, into the pan with a little olive oil or butter and a little bit of seasoning. Set it there on the grill, and somehow it has such a different flavor than when they're cooked in as we normally may cook them, even steam them. And folks, I've had several men say, you know, I don't like vegetables. And they're eating away on these grilled vegetables. So that tells you that they do change flavor, a little bit change texture. It is amazing. If you haven't tried some of those kinds of veggies that you don't usually like, hey, this is a great opportunity when it's fresh and available. Then, moving on to greens. Who would think of grilling greens on the grill? I mean, won't they just fall apart? Well, some might. They probably, in my experience, it's better. Grilling is more successful if they have a little more body to them. Kale, spinach, cabbage. There are some others like that. The regular little green lettuce, maybe not so much, although you could still put them into your pan and put just a few almost seconds. And that's one thing you need to watch. Depending on your experience with your grill, many greens do not take very long. So the process that I used was to put my greens, especially, and I was using kale at the moment. And some people are, oh, kale. I've never used kale. I don't like kale. I'm tired of kale, whatever. If you haven't grilled it, you want to try that. Put it into a bowl with a little bit of lemon juice, some olive oil, and I have a favorite olive oil that's basil, has some basil in it, and a little bit of salt. And I like to use the kosher kind of salt, the salt that has a little more, is a little bit bigger in grains rather than the regular salt. Just toss that all together. Have your grill medium, whatever. And so you maybe already have finished the meat, the other things that you're doing that takes a little more time. And at the very end, save time for the greens. Moderate temperature. And this is something you don't want to walk away. This isn't something that you go visit with your friends or your family while the greens are cooking. You want to be right there because, for instance, for the kale leaves, it took less than a minute. And if you don't watch them, they'll be really crispy and brown around really crispy around the edges and like fall apart. So you want to close the lid. Wait, a few seconds, maybe half a minute, check them, and then turn them, and they are fantastic. You just eat them the way they are, or if you have other salad ingredients, you could toss them with the salad. Another vegetable I want to mention that's not a green, but it could be, are beets. Beets are wonderful on the grill as well as being roasted in the oven. But, you know, anything you put in the oven and roast it, you probably could do on a grill. So lots of possibilities. Don't be afraid to try some things that you haven't tried before. And you'll be surprised at the flavor if you haven't done that. So just have a great time trying out produce, whether you get it produce in the park or some other place, because we have lots of other places to get some fresh produce. Try something on the grill and enjoy. So until next time, I want to have you think about various activities you can do and what are some creative things you could do to make interesting new friends.